Minnesota tomorrow?
Well, I think last game we didn't properly play as well than previous game, but we found a way to win the game, and that's positive. But at the same time, you know, we gotta keep things simple, and we gotta go to Minnesota and try to have a good first 20 minutes. That's a team that's playing in our division. It's a team we're gonna compete against to get in the playoffs. So it's a huge 4-point game for us.
Is it frustrating to be kind of playing this well and then you look at the scoreboard, even though it's still, you know, about a quarter of the way through the year, you see that everybody else in the division's winning too?
I don't know who's looking at the scoreboard. So, you know, you gotta, I don't think, to be honest, I don't even know where we're at the standings. There's no, I think everybody realizes here that you just gotta, whatever happens in the last game, it's behind of us, and you gotta move forward and try to be good in the next game, you know? And that's what the focus has been, you know? There's no reason to look scoreboard. Like, if you would ask me, I have no idea how the other teams played last night. So I can't really comment on that. You have to ask from some other guys who's watching the scoreboard. But the focus has to be, what are you gonna do now? What are you going to do your next shift? That's the biggest thing here. You can't worry about what happened in the past.
Talk about taking baby steps on this team and kind of moving forward. Do you feel like the team's finally doing that, taking those steps to become the team that, you know, everyone believes they can be in this dressing room?
Oh, I think it was good for our team to find a way to win the game last night. But at the same time, you know, it's... you know, we won one game over 500, so, you know, it's not the place where we want to be. But then at the same time, we were able to take that small step forward, you know. Even we didn't play as well, we think we're capable of playing, because we believe in this room that there is a next level in our team, and that's where we try to go, you know. And, you know, once we get there, you know, we got to take that next step to being a top team in the league. You know, right now we're middle of the pack, whatever, you know, but or bottom of the standings in the Western Conference. But at the same time, you know, we fight pretty hard to get this position now, and you know, there's 61 games to go, and you know, we all know what it takes, to how many points you need to get to make the playoffs. So, you know, the number is 96, 97, could be 98. So, you know, that's those are the steps we try to get and try to go this year. You know, we're one step closer, but there's a lot of steps to be taken.
Were the keys to getting the power play going yesterday?
I think we stick with the plan. We stay in the process. You know, we were able to get the shots through, but the biggest thing was we stick with the game plan. You know, we didn't try to do too much. We just stay with it, and you know, it paid off last night.
Do you have a thought on what's going on with the penalty kill in the last three games?
I don't know. I don't kill penalties, so I don't know. You know, I think the best penalty kill is stay out of the penalty box. So let's put it that way. You know, we can. We don't want to take penalties. That's the, you know, we took, I don't know. We didn't take that many last game, but, you know, special teams going to play a big part. Like it's been playing in the last few years, and you know, there's less and less goals scored in 5-on-5. So penalty kill needs to be good, and power play needs to be good as well if you wanna win.
Looks like to see Zach Redmond get a chance to get back in the lineup here after all he's gone through in the last year.
Yeah, it's good. You know, he's a good kid. He works hard every day, and. You know, he's a good player, you know, so it's good to see him back, and hopefully things go well for him.
So, noticed that you switched hands on the right hand side. Do you do that regularly, or
what? Start doing in the last few weeks. I think as the centers, we've been working hard all year. After every practice, almost we take face-offs and try to watch the video. We got the video clips before every game. Our video coach is sending us. So you know, there's a lot of things that you can learn. And at the same time, you know, we four or five guys who's taking face-offs. We work on it every day almost. So it's a big part of the game, and that's a big area in our team. We want to improve and want to get better, and the only way to get better is work on it.